Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. A little John Mellencamp bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Borg. TomBorgConsulting.com is the website. Tom, thanks again for being here. Tom, we're talking about mistakes small business owners make, and in the earlier segment, I talked about things that are going to hold you back. We talked about a lot of those and things that, and then I said that there's another class of mistakes, and that's the things that are going to take you down. Mm-hmm. And you have some of those on your list, like when you take advantage of a vendor. Mm-hmm. That's going to cost you in a lot of ways, because now you're messing around with people who are your peers.
That's right.
And when peers get the word out on you, that's not good for the overall health of your company, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of like a pebble in the pond effect. When you take advantage of one of your vendors, just don't pay them on time or make them wait too long to get a payment that you owe them, that gets around. And that's, let's just face it, that's just not good business.
Well, people check around, you know, when they want to do business with you. And you know, today, Tom, there's a lot of people who can do whatever you do. I don't have to call you. I can go somewhere else, can I?
That's right. There's a lot of people out there just like me.
Or when you mistreat some, when you mess around with a bid, mm-hmm. and you bid a contract and then you switch contractors, subcontractors. That's you know, I've seen that before. These are things that are absolutely unethical, and they're unprofessional, and they might even border on being illegal.
That's correct. Hey, that's just the whole thing. You think about some of the things that people are doing that could get them in trouble, such as, Jimmy, you've heard this too before, people that hire employees and call them independent contractors, but they treat them like employees. Oh, boy.
Isn't it amazing that we're still creating people who think it's okay to try stuff like that? Aren't you astonished by that?
It's astonishing, but it's also sad to see that it doesn't.
What is the character of a person who thinks it's okay to beat somebody out of something?
I think they're somewhat narcissistic, for one, and secondly, I think they're just thinking that they're smarter than everyone.
They're superior to other people, and.
Mm-hmm.
How about this, Tom? If you let me get away with it, I must be smarter than you. You must be okay if I can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are people. And there are people out there who literally love money more than anything else. I know those people. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. I've seen them too. Yeah. Not a pleasant person to be around, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you something. Here's what I don't understand, Tom. I have to say, it's my attitude. It would be my opinion that if I behaved that way, I wouldn't survive. And yet, over the years, I've seen those people survive.
Yes.
What a sad life, though, they must have.
Yeah. You know, Jim, I believe that what goes around comes around. It may not be necessarily this year that's going to get them, come back to bite them. But, you know, it's one of those things where you just look at other people and look at, excuse me, that they're setting a bad example for the rest of us. They can serve it as an example, but it's a bad one.
Well, and the other thing is, usually a person who behaves that way with their peers in the marketplace, other businesses, they treat customers that way. And I don't understand how you survive. I still don't understand how companies survive who treat customers badly. How's that happen?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I'll tell you one thing. In the long run, it certainly doesn't help their bottom line. In the long run,
it can't be good for them. And it's how are you going to find good people to work for you when they know you're mistreating customers?
Exactly. When you have people that work for you and they see it firsthand every day, they're going to think twice about staying with you or actually passing the word to their friends and family members that your place is not the best place to work.
And coming back to one of the first things we talked about, you're sure not going to be able to build an organization that would allow you to come in late and leave early, right?
That's right.
You're going to have to keep your eye on those guys all the time. Hey, Tom, good job today. Have that website one more time, please.
That's www.tomborgconsulting.com.
So check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back again another day. He's got a lot more to teach us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.